Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your girl Niche from Empire Niche Boutique. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for joining me. Guys, you don't know how scared I am, like, just to hit the record button to record this episode. Like, this has been something I've been wanting to do for a very long time, just didn't really know how to go about doing it and what platform to use. And now I just decided to, you know what, let me just jump into it with fear and all and get started. And here I am. So thank you again for joining me. Thank you again for just listening to my story. I'm going to use this first episode basically to introduce to you guys who I am and how I came up with my brand name. Stay tuned. So yeah, here we go. My name is Tanisha and I'm the founder of Empire Niche Boutique, which is an online boutique. Specifically a fashion boutique. I don't really like to use the term fashion because I feel like it's a term that people use very loosely, related to all the different type of boutiques that are out there. I like to phrase it in the sense of a style boutique because I'm helping that girl discover her style, hopefully using key pieces from my boutique. So that is basically the ultimate goal here. So just to give you a little bit of history of how I started my business, how I came about the name, which is actually quite interesting. The idea has been something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, to be quite honest. But it just came to the point where I talked myself out of it, or I allowed other people, which is even worse, to talk me out of it. So whatever you do, don't be me. You know, don't let someone else talk you out of your dream or talk you out of what you're passionate to do. I just pretty much had enough of it and just grabbed a notebook, started jotting down some ideas as far as what I like, what I was good at, and decided to turn what that was into a business. And for me, it was fashion. I grew up being that child that was very stylish, that was very trendy, that created my own styles and created my own trends. And people would literally stop me in the streets like, where did you get this? Or where did you buy that from? You know, so I knew I had that unique, authentic sense of style that people were one drawn to, and where I can also be myself, which is the most key important factor to all of this, is about being yourself. So I decided to not listen to people telling me how, oh, you're about to do something that's so saturated, or you're about to join an industry that's extremely saturated, you won't be able to make it, there's a lot of competition, like the big brands and whatnot, yada, 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 yada. I just jumped right into it. I started planning out certain things and officially launched my business June 21st, 2015. So I was able to put together some business cards, had a website created. I also created some sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts, tank tops, like just to promote my brand and promote myself. Also told a lot of people about it. So there was that word of mouth that was kind of floating around as well. And this is like even before I discovered like Instagram and Facebook and all that. I think around that time I just started to get introduced to Facebook. But as far as Instagram, like I didn't even dibble and dabble into any of that kind of stuff as yet. So yeah, I basically spread the word out and I thought I was just going to jump into this once it launched. I was going to get orders coming through my website and people are just going to be so happy and just wanted to buy and buy and buy and buy. And that was not the case. That was not the case at all. It was one of those things where you had your expectations so high because you basically pumped yourself up. And when it actually came around to the rollout time for it to happen, the result that I expected was not even there. So looking back at it now, it was definitely something that I experienced, which was actually a good experience when I look back at it now, to teach myself that I need to really plan much better as far as detail and marketing. But hey, at least I started, right? So I basically took part into a couple fashion shows and just put my name out there in the streets. Like, people needed to know who I was. And it hasn't been easy. Like, it hasn't been an easy journey. Everything that I have up to this point, I fought for, everything that I did and built, I fought for. Like, I don't come from a rich background. I don't come from a family with tons and tons of money that can invest into my business and just make it flourish. No, it's like a hard grinding, like pavement to the wall. Like, it's just crazy, guys. There's some days where you want to give up, but you know you can't, especially when you have kids, because I feel like my kids are watching me and I have to be a prime example of that person that, for example, like we tell our kids, you know, strive for everything, be all that you can be, follow your goals, you can be anything that you want in this world. But we don't even take our own advice sometimes. Like, that's a crazy thing. We give all this advice to our kids, but we don't even take half of the advice that we give out, that we dish out, when in fact, if we actually did, a lot of things would be really different. Like, that's the irony. So I felt like it was my duty to, like, follow through. Like, if I'm telling my kids, don't give up, follow your dreams, follow what you're passionate about, like, I need to take my own advice. So the days that I feel not too good are the days where I feel like I want to give up on myself. I don't allow myself to do so. I just basically shift my mindset, either by reading a book or listening to some type of motivational audio. It could be from maybe Lisa Nichols to Les Brown, which are the top two people I do listen to on a regular basis. Like, that's how I keep myself going. As far as my brand name, it's quite funny actually how I came about my brand name. The Empire part did not, I repeat, did not come from the TV show. That was actually something that I created myself way before the TV show. And I came up with that name because I wanted to build an empire for my kids, more specifically a legacy through my business. That's basically the ultimate reason why a follow through in creating my brand is to leave my kids with something to fall back on. Because unfortunately, in this day and age that we live in, job security is really and truly a thing of the past. Like, imagine where we are right now, and it's hard for many of us to obtain some type of job or even to keep it. You know, it's very, very difficult, let alone if you only have like a high school diploma. It's very hard to find a job or very hard to even keep a job. So imagine now when our kids grow up and they're our age, like, what will there be for them? What is left? And that's the scary part. So I decided to take matters into my own hand and create a business that I like and that it can also hopefully one day pass down to my kids that will turn into a legacy. And if they decide to follow through with it, great, perfect. If not, then that's okay as well too, because at the end of the day, at least I gave them the option to follow through with something that can give them some type of income where they're not struggling or where they don't know how to function type of thing, right? So that's that. So that's where the empire part came from. And the niche part was actually a name that my aunt used to call me growing up as a kid, like a little nickname that just kind of stuck with me. And then it so happened that I pretty much come from like a sales background. So I've dibbled and dabbled into a lot of sales as far as telemarketing, anywhere from like paper rolls to pharmaceutical products, like a whole bunch of different type of telemarketing sales. And I was working for this one company where it was like this old school type of vibe where you literally would make a sale, they would scream out your name and ring a bell. Like, I kid you not, that's like old school telemarketing style. So we were all broken up into groups, and I had a team leader. We were all assigned a team leader, big mini groups. And every time you would get a sale, your team leader would scream out your name, and the rest of the group would scream out your name, and they would ring a bell and clap and whatnot. And it got to the point where I was continuously making a lot of sales, that my team leader was just like, hey, we need to figure out a way to shorten your name, because this is becoming an ongoing thing. And he came up with the name Niche Niche. Actually, he said it like this: can I get a niche niche? Can I get a niche niche? It literally turned into like this little whole anthem. Like, I literally had a mini anthem, guys. Like, I kid you not. It was ridiculous. It was crazy. But I loved it. It was like kind of getting niche, and it literally motivated me so much to the point where I would try to push for an extra sale or two, especially days when I didn't feel that great, just to hear them say that, like just for them to repeat that whole little anthem, can I get a niche, can I get a niche, like it was amazing. So yeah, that's that little spiel on that. And I decided to just mesh the two names together, Empire Niche. So it was a representation of what I'm trying to build. It is a representation of what I'm trying to build, along with who I am. And there you have it, Empire Niche Boutique. So that's my little spiel on my brand, how I came up with the name. I hope you guys enjoy my little story. Make sure to tune in on the regular to see what kind of gems and little tips and little stories that I have in store for you, which will be a lot. Just make sure that you guys do leave some feedback to kind of help a girl out on what you want to hear, what you want to know. It could be anything related to fashion or not. I don't want to make this podcast only about fashion, as a matter of fact. I want it to be like a chill spot where we can hang out, talk to each other, ask questions. It can even be business related. Like if you're thinking of starting your own business, it may not necessarily be a fashion boutique or a style boutique or anything along those lines, and you want to know where to start, or you have an idea but you're not too sure what to do, like I'll do my best to help you out. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm a Gemini and I'm a people person. Like I love to help the next girl out. I love to help the next person out. You know, I don't come from a background where I'm floating in money. I hustle for everything that I have, like grind. So if this is something that you want to do, if there's something that you're passionate about that you want to do that's been on your mind for a really long time, and you've let in a lot of people talk you out of it, maybe this is your little sign that you needed to hear on just getting started. If that's the case, go for it. Jumping scared, it's okay. You'll probably fall. I'm warning you from now, you'll probably fall. As a matter of fact, you will fall. You'll probably even scrape your legs. You'll probably even scrape your knees. But get yourself back up, dust those shoulders off left and right, and keep it pushing. Okay? So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure to check me out on Instagram at Empire Niche. Also follow my Facebook page at Empire Niche, and also my website www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com. Yeah, I'm a little extra. You guys are gonna see that every once in a while, but sorry, I'm just being me. I could be extra at times. So check out my website. I do drop some really great blogs every once in a while, some great tips as well. All that's going to be available on my website. Until next time, love you guys. Take care. Stay blessed. Bye.